Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Kim from Capital One on a recorded line. I have a cardholder here that would just like, he's questioning a charge on his account. I'm just checking to see what that's for, and he's right here to give you any information.
Okay, can I start by getting your zip code?
21158.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
21158.
And your name?
Richard Ridinger, R-I-D-I-N-G-E-R.
How long ago was the charge?
It's showing on here as, well, it's actually pending, so it was probably yesterday.
Okay. I do see an account for you. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
My address is P.O. Box 1424, Westminster, Maryland.
Okay. Can you help me, please? Okay. Yes, sir. So I see that you ordered the space heater.
What? I ordered a what?
A space heater.
No.
And it was shipped to you?
What kind of space heater?
It's a space heater. I'm guessing to heat the room. But your package
no.
was the package was delivered to you January the 27th at 10 o'clock a.m.
So I'm showing it being charged on February the 20th. That's yesterday.
Yes, you're, wait. The only other charge I have on for you is for January the 28th. How much is the charge that you're looking at?
It's $54.95.
Okay, yes, I do see that. That is a membership fee because the space heater was a free gift. It was a free gift. So by getting that as a free gift, you pay shipping and handling $9.97. And it also stated that you were going to be enrolled into the Factory Direct store. And every month you will pay $54.97, and in return, you would get a $125 gift card.
No. And I don't know about any space heater, quite honestly.
Well, it was delivered to you, sir. I can give you the tracking number so you can see. But
okay,
this
you
order.
Track it all you want. I've never got a space heater.
This order was made on January the 24th.
Okay. And you charged me yesterday. You're charging me.
I'm not saying that you was charged yesterday. I'm only saying that you was charged on the 28th of January. But it's the same charge, so.
Well, I never ordered a space heater, number one. That number two, I never got a space heater.
Would you like the tracking
number? I don't know
what
kind of space heater we're talking about.
What is the address that it was mailed to?
255 Pleasant Valley Road / P.O.
That's
Box.
That's my address. That's my home address.
/ P.O. Box 1424 Westminster. Is that Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Westminster, Maryland, 211-58.
Well, and I don't want to be a member of any club or anything like that. So dock that for right now. But I don't know anything about the space heater. I really don't.
I can get you counseled. I can get your account counseled.
Please.
But that space heater was delivered to you. It says delivery. It was delivered by USPS.
I'll tell you again, it was not delivered to my address.
That's the only, your address is the only address we have on file, sir.
That's good, but it didn't get here. I mean, you're talking a space heater, it's usually a pretty large object. I certainly should have known when I got it.
Okay, I have your account canceled.
Thank you. And what about the space heater thing?
Are you one to dispute?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is. He said he did not receive it.
I haven't got any space heater. If I got a space heater, I'd have known it.
Okay, out of courtesy, I would issue a refund. But the space heater was delivered to you. I have the tracking number. Your address is the only address on file.
They may have that punched on there, but it's not. I didn't get it. You understand? I mean, it may be out here laying underneath one of the bushes or something, but if it is, I still haven't gotten it.
Okay, sir, I issued you a refund for the $54.97. Is there anything else I can help you with?
That will, I believe that's it. Is that it, sir?
That's it. I really appreciate that because, like I said, I wouldn't even have any use for a space heater. Have no need for one.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you
very
much.
All right, have a great day. Thank you.